It's the Lonnie Hunter Show on Praise Inspiration Station. We call it Headline Tuesday. I told you I had the audio for you, ladies and gentlemen, of George Zimmerman's girlfriend calling the 911 operator because George Zimmerman was freaking out. All right? And this is how the call went down.
Are you serious?
911, police, fire, medical.
I need police right now. You're breaking stuff in my house.
Ma'am, what's going on?
He's in my house breaking on my shit because I asked him to leave. He has his freaking gun breaking all of my stuff right now.
Okay.
I'm doing this again? You just broke my glass table. You just broke my sunglasses, and you put your gun in my freaking face and told me to get out because this is not your house. No, get out of here.
Okay, what is your name? Okay, and this is 39.
No, get out of my house. Do not push me out of my house. Sammy? Please get out of my house. Stop. You're going to... Are you serious right now?
I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me? He didn't push me out of my house and lock me out.
Okay, I want you to step away from the door, okay? I don't want you anywhere near him. I know you're frustrated.
Dude, he knows how to do this. Okay, he knows how to play this game. Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hear the points that she's making. She's very descriptive about what he's doing. Not only is she descriptive about it, you hear the urgency in her voice while he's doing it, like breaking the table, showing the gun, holding the gun up to her face, putting her out of the house. You hear that during her call. And what's interesting about the last part of her call is she says he's very good at this. He knows how to play this game. Not moments later, while he has put her out of the house, she's standing outside. He calls 911 himself and says this.
911, you need police, fire, medical.
We've got a girlfriend, for lack of a better word, going crazy on that.
Okay, where is she now?
Outside, with the police.
Okay, the police is already there, and so why are you calling? What happened?
I just want everyone to know the truth.
Okay. The officers can speak with you on scene. Have you already spoken with them?
No, but they're pretty upset, I think.
The officers are upset?
Yeah, they're banging on the door and the window.
You're not going to go speak with them?
I don't have anything to say.
Were there any weapons involved?
I have weapons. She has weapons in the house.
Weapons in the house? Okay.
Yes, it's her house. She's got a 9mm. I mean, I have my firearm. She was throwing my stuff out, and one of the bags was one of my firearms. I never pulled a firearm. I never displayed it. When I was packing it, I'm sure she saw it. I mean, we keep it next to the bed. I just wanted to leave. She told me that it was better. She's pregnant with our child, and she told me it was better if we co-parented and she raised the child on her own. I said, fine. I said, are you sure this is what you want to do? She said, yes. As soon as I started packing up my stuff to leave, she just completely changed.
When you say she changed, what did she do?
At first, she was letting me pack my stuff so that I could go, you know, we could go our own ways amicably. When she changed, she just started smashing stuff, taking stuff that belonged to me, throwing it outside, throwing it out of her room, throwing it all over the house. She broke a glass table.
And you're still not willing to go out and speak with the officers?
No, I can talk to one of the officers, but I don't want to go outside. And, you know, I'm just going to do the same thing you did before.
Now, notice what he says at the end of that call, ladies and gentlemen. He says they're going to do exactly what they did before. So I don't want to go out there to them, because when you call 911, you're asking for the police to come. Well, they're there. Well, George Zimmerman is smart enough to know that how this works is if he's going to be heard, all 911 calls are made public. So if you're going to hear my side of the story, I'm going to have to be talking to a 911 operator so I can get the story out and it's not tainted by the police who are already out there talking to my wife about what I did. Also notice that all of his description about what went on is the same description she had. So he heard her call, heard everything she said that he was doing, turned it around on her, and now he has this calm voice, and he doesn't know what's going on. Why is she out of her own house? She owns the house. He put her out. If you remember, when he had the domestic violence situation with his father-in-law and his wife, he tried to put them out of their house. He always putting somebody out. Don't own nothing. What do you make of this call? Coming back next on Praise.